thicker and these bricks talk shit. Talk the talk, I walk it. That's why my mouth's always coming out with raw shit. My rap style's distorted. Like little Mo getting raped and keeping a baby instead of getting it aborted. Yo, I talk morbid just to make you feel awkward. Death's a part of life, yo, you just can't ignore it. Especially when I rip out your heart and on my sleeve sport it. Like something you think precious cause your dead grand bought it. I talk so foul, I talk so coarse. I show no regret, I show no remorse. Like a necromaniac raping a corpse. Up the anal passage while contracting genital warts. My metaphors are twisted. Like that game where you gotta put the hobnob in your gob if you're the last one to come on the biscuit. I'm so sadistic, so I fantasize about finding my mum's ex floating in a bathtub with his wrist slit. And I'm real sick of here with you if you want me to stop. Cause I'm so heavily influenced by the things that I watch. It ain't just Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs. It's irreversible, Besmar, City of God. It's the news on every channel when I turn on the box. It's seeing paedophiles singing on top of the pops. Gary Glitter, Michael Jackson, rock on the neck. Ken Bigley got his neck tech off. That's some nasty shit and still you wonder why I'm sick. When I see this shit and I say exactly what I think. It's some nasty shit and still you don't ban it. But you ban computer games, sitting around it really stinks. What about cigarettes and alcoholic drinks? Or the animal that died just so your wife can wear that mink? You're disgraceful, like getting caught pissing in the sink. A white girl won't suck my dick just because it's pink. And I'm real sick of hearing these bricks talk the first. But compared to the second, yo, it's definitely worse. Cause it's about a guy getting chauffeured in the hearse. Let me do what Nas did until it's shit in reverse. The hearse brings the corpse back to the morgue. The guy from the morgue undresses the corpse. Embalming fluid goes back out, the blood goes back in, body goes back to hospital where it comes alive again. The paramedics walk backwards like an Irish dance. Put the wounded man back in the ambulance. The ambulance's engine turns back on and its lights flash as the siren plays his favourite song. The guy goes back to the exact spot where they found him, and the medics and all the passers-by go back where they came from to eventually. No one surrounds him and the blood pours up him rather than down him. The man then falls upwards, back on his feet. Stumbles back up his cheek and slowly disappears. As the knife falls in silhouette on Hacksack from the rear. Puts the knife away after reattaching the ear. Then walks backwards through the bushes where he's disregarding nature. Leaves the guy on the bench, I'm reading his paper. Takes us nearly stepped on back from its creator. Only to be killed again when I fast forward this shit later. Back in his house, now back in his bed. He unlistens to his CD and unbops his head. Takes the CD out of the player, puts it back in his case, which has my name on the cover, along with my face. Fast forward, there's been a murder and the police know who done it. They're looking for a motive because they don't know why he done it. Sure enough, it don't take that long for them to find a reason, and they publicly state it on TV that evening. A couple months later, this shit gets bad. Like it was me who put that switch in his hand and told him to kill that man. Like this whole song was just some kind of sickly devised plan to hurt some poor cunt I don't even know and have never met before in my life. If it was, then whoever said the pen is mightier than sword was right. And you better think twice before you step to me and pick a fight.